name is Tong Yin, and I'm from Mississippi State University. So today I'll be going to talk about high tunnel production of southern highbush blueberries in Mississippi. So traditional blueberry production in Mississippi is mainly on the southern part of the state, and mainly we're using rabbit eye blueberries. They ripe generally from mid-May to July, and the early fruiting southern highbush blueberries can be really desirable to Mississippi growers, but they will be subject to especially early spring frost damage. And the use of a high tunnel actually provides some sort of protection by increasing the temperature a little bit, and also improve fruit quality by that exclusion of rain, and also the reduced amount of pathogen on the berry surfaces. So the potential of the combination of using southern highbush blueberries and also growing them in a high tunnel system does provide our growers a potential of growing southern highbush blueberries. So the objective of our study is to first investigate if it is feasible to grow southern highbush in a high tunnel growing system in Mississippi, and also to compare those early fruiting characteristics of different cultivars and their productivity, of course. So we have a high tunnel that is 30 feet wide, 96 feet long. Soil is really not an option for us to grow blueberries, so we'll put them in 15-gallon containers, and using 100% pine bark as their growing substrate. And the plants were purchased from a Georgia nursery, and they were transplanted on April 8th, 2015. We do have 10 southern highbush cultivars, Emerald, Farthing, Georgia Down, Gupton, Jewel, Medlark, Pearl, Rebel, Star, Sweet Crisp. Some of them are traditionally popular southern highbush cultivars, and some of them are relatively newer. We choose these cultivars based on the nursery's recommendations. We fertilize our blueberries in two ways. One is osmocote slow release fertilizer, and another one will be an organic fertilizer at comparable rate. For the data that was collected, we did collect the date of each bush where the first produce their ripe berry in the season, and also peak harvest. So generally we have about 10 to 12 harvests during a season, and the peak harvest will be the largest harvest during that season, which gives you an estimate of when growers will be able to deliver the majority of their harvest. And each harvest will be record during the season, and eventually we have the total yield per bush. We also collect single berry weight and also soluble solid content on each cultivars. So this study was a randomized complete block design. We have 10 cultivars, 2 fertilizer types, 5 reps, and 2 subsamples in each rep. So these will be a picture of all the cultivars shortly after they were transplanted into the high tunnel in 2015. We did this study for consecutive 3 years, 2015 to 2017, and it's just completed the study. It was a lot of work to harvest those berries in the season every week. Luckily, we had help from our student workers, our visiting scholars, visiting students, pretty much everyone. Today, I'm going to only present some of the results in 2016 and 17. As for the date of first ripe berry, we had some pretty interesting results in the season of 2016, or more precisely, it's in the winter of 2015, actually. Some of those cultivars, 5 of them, the Emerald, Rebel, Sweet Crisp, Frosting, and Meadowlark, they actually started producing in all the way from December 10th in the winter. And actually, 2 cultivars, Emerald and Rebel, 5% to 6% of the bushes were producing that time. It was pretty interesting. And then we have freezing temperature sets in January 10th to 11th. We didn't have any harvest between January to all the way till the end of March, where you see Georgia Down, where it's highlighted by the green color, start producing toward end of March. And then of all the 10 cultivars we tested, Pearl and Gupton were the latest, and they start producing toward end of April. In 2017, we didn't really have any winter berries, and our early cultivars start producing toward end of March, which will be highlighted by the yellow color. So looking at the temperature data, this is a chart that generated from the website of USDA, Natural Resource Conservation Service. It's local temperature data in Starkville, Mississippi. You see at the 3 points in January 2016, on January exactly 11th, 9th, and 24th, we had lowest temperature during the day, which is the black line, dropped all the way to 20 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's when the cold damage happened. And looking at the temperature actually inside the hot tunnel, which will be which was recorded by our temperature sensors, at this three very cold time, and the hot tunnel did raise the temperature of about 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So these are the two pictures of the cold damage on the developing berries. Actually, that will be on some of our early cultivars. And on some other cultivars, the damage will be done on flowers. For the peak harvest, based on our results, we generally divide our 10 cultivars into three groups. The early season ones will be Georgia Down, Meadowlark, and Rebel. Their peak harvest is in the time toward end of April to mid-May. And half of the cultivars, they were producing in about roughly more than 2 weeks in May from May 9th to 27th. And then late season, Gupton and Pearl, they start their peak harvest actually at the end of May and to June, mid-June. So at the bottom, the two rows are cells, are the peak harvest. Either they're organic or they're slow-release fertilized. And their peak harvest runs from 258 grams per bush all the way to above 600 grams per bush. 2017, similar trend, just in the early season group, we didn't have Rebel this time. Instead, Emerald is one of the earliest, and their peak harvest was from April 20th to May 11th. And the peak harvest was generally higher, ranging from 400 all the way to above 700 grams per bush. As for the berry yield in 2017, six cultivars out of 10, Charthane, Jewel, Meadowlark, Pearl, Rebel, and Sweet Crisp, they all had comparable yield, of which three of them, Charthane, Jewel, and Rebel, produced berry that is higher than 2,000 grams per bush. In 2017, still six cultivars out of 10 produce comparable yield, and of which five of them produce berries that were higher than 2,000 grams, which will be Emerald, Charthane, Jewel, Meadowlark, and also Star. As for single berry weight, in 2016, when the bushes were about 2 years old, they generally produced bigger berries, and eight cultivars out of 10 produced a single berry weight that is higher than 2 grams. And in 2000, there will be the picture of all these berries from 10 cultivars. We calculate our single berry weight by counting the weight of 50 berries. In 2017, only two cultivars this time, Gupton and Pearl, produce single berry weight that is higher than 2 grams. As for the soluble solid content, nine cultivars out of 10 really had comparable soluble solid content in terms of rakes, and Sweet Crisp did stand out by having a significant higher rakes than all nine cultivars, which is higher than 14%. In 2017, again, similar trends. Sweet Crisp had the highest breaks. As for a summary, so in terms of when the bushes produce their peak harvest, our earliest cultivars will be Georgia Down and also Meadowlark, and their peak harvest is from mid-April to mid-May. Charthane and Jewel produce comparable yield in 2 years, which were all higher than 2,000 grams per bush. Sweet Crisp, their berry stands out by producing highest soluble solid content again in 2 years, and Pearl is the only cultivar produce berry that is higher than produce the biggest berry, and their single berry weight were higher than 2 grams. coming back to the benefit of a high tunnel, it did provide protection for certain high bush blueberries and reduce their risk to be the risk of being damaged by early spring frost. And we're at zone 8A. With that, I take any questions you might have. The question will be, is which one is the more desirable characteristic, bigger berries or sweeter berries? That's a good question. I don't have an exact answer for you, but we thought will be, it's actually none of each, because we were trying for some early berries which would be more valuable for our growers instead of the characteristic of which culture of the berry is. Okay. The question is when the season of the blueberries should be in order for the growers to invest in a high tunnel and also be able to make money. I know during the early seasons and we didn't have any locally produced blueberries, and by the time our rabbit eyes come to the market, the price of blueberry really comes really down. And at a very early time in our local grocery store like Kroger, and a box of locally produced blueberries is $6 a pack. So being able to produce the blueberries a month earlier than usual is very valuable. Any other questions? Yes, please. We did use beehives, bumblebees, one or two hives during a season. Thank you.